Of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and Ten Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Have you heard the weather forecast lately? Stay warm and dry in a custom-made cedar blind or a pop-up blind. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Randy's has scents, game calls, decoys, and trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. Randy's Hunting Center now sells hunting and fishing licenses. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Check out the website randyshuntingcenter.com or call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors in Caro. We have a couple value-priced new 2014 Grand Caravans left, priced from $19,807, or get free financing for 72 months with Chrysler Capital. Better hurry, only two left at this price. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales, just west of Caro on M81, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLight.
Listen to WLEW Sports in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Mark Ramsey and Dave Hansen on your call tonight. Doug Cole, Director of Sports Information, our director, the original Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla Carson. And now it's time for our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me today from the Huron Daily Tribune, it's the Hemingway of the halfbacks, Paul Fiatta.
your nicknames never cease to amaze me, Clark. Thanks.
And, of course, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen.
I don't know where he gets all that stuff from either. I got to find it where his resources are.
You don't want to know. Through the end of the season, we'll be keeping score, and when that time comes, we'll be deeming a media roundtable winner. The outlook of actually having a trophy for this season's winner, oddly optimistic. And Paul, you were just saying a second ago that actually Seth Stapleton wants to get it out of next year.
Well, yeah, I was talking to Seth about that, and once I mentioned the possibility of having a trophy, Seth wants anything bright and shiny, and he's off for a new challenge after he's beaten me two straight years in the Tribune picks. So he wants to go on to bigger and better things. He wants to be a part of this next year.
He wants something he can put on a shelf at
home,
too. Yeah.
Well, makes sense. I know we want a championship belt, but we might have to settle for a trophy.
Well, to hang your head on here, how it works, our each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week, which has happened once before in this season. The current
yes,
standings
has.
Are Paul Adams, 3, Mr. Hansen, 5, and yours truly, Clark Ramsey, with 1. And since, Paul, you won the most recent game, Mr. Adams, dear Mr. Adams, you get the pleasure of going first.
Well, it's been a while since I've had this honor. Mr. Hansen's had the tee for a long time, but, you know, this is a tough decision. It's tough for me to actually say this, but when you look at MLS, and I've done a lot of research on this team, very explosive offense, big play capability. That's what Coach Grybauskas talked about, containing those big plays. They had two backs go over 100 yards last week, had a punt return. And also, I did a little research on this defense. This was a defense that held a 2,000-yard rusher from Whittemore Prescott to, I think, around 30 yards, and held Whittemore Prescott to around 50 yards of total offense last week. So I just think MLS coming in has played a slightly stronger schedule and has just a little bit too much for the Lakers. And I am going to go with a score of 42-0 for MLS.
Wow.
Wow. Why?
So Paul P. Adams.
I went big.
The Hemingway of the halfbacks. The poet of the pigskins. The minstrel of, I can't remember what that one was, is going with a 42-point differential against Lakers for MLS. Dave Hanson.
Wow, I'm speechless.
This is $1, Bob.
Wow, yeah, I would say so. No, that doesn't change my opinion at all. That's a big number there, Paul. I have to agree with you in a couple phases. I do have MLS winning also. I just think that they have come a long ways in their history too, and we'll talk about that later, how their team has progressed over the last 5 years or so. But this defense, we talk about defense every week. It has to come up. Their defense is excellent. And the explosive plays, as you already mentioned, is just going to be too much. But Lakers defense has quietly been very good all year as far as I'm concerned, and they're playing their best football right now. So I would not be shocked to see the Lakers stay close in this game, make it very interesting. But I got MLS winning also. But I have more of a 40-14 score.
40-14 for Dave Hanson. So 26-point differential. A lot of leeway in there, boys. We'll see.
There's a lot of gray area there.
Well, and I guess I got Lakers.
That's you're absolutely right. But the winner has been the team with the over, so I'm not thrilled you went as big as you did there, sir.
Well, let's take a look at other area games going on throughout our region. Most of these games actually taking place tomorrow, Saturday, especially in the eight-player division. It's the semifinals in eight-player, and Deckerville is traveling way up there to Cedarville. A stone's throw away from,
yes, sir.
I can't even think of the
Drummond Island.
Drummond Island, of course, yes.
Seth Stapleton, as we speak, is pulling into Cedarville. He will have coverage of that game tomorrow. He did a real nice preview. Didn't know a lot about Cedarville going in. But if it's possible to be a bigger and slower team than Deckerville, Cedarville is that. Actually, Deckerville possesses the quickness edge in this game. The conditions are not going to be great, but I believe that Deckerville has done such a roll since that Peck loss. I really, truly believe that they are going to find a way to win this game with their explosive backs and their defense. I think they're going to win this game and go back to the state championship game.
I have to agree with you. I think that loss, you learn more from a loss in most occasions, and Deckerville is that team. I said this last week, I'll say it again. They're the New York Giants of a couple years ago. They may not be the best team coming to the playoffs, but they arguably are the hottest team, and they are on cloud nine right now and playing their best football. So watch out. I'll take Deckerville as well, but in a close one.
On the other side of the bracket, obviously these two teams will meet on the state championship for eight player. It's Lawrence at 11-0 and Peck at 11-0 in Peck Saturday at 1 p.m.
I truly believe this is the state championship game. These are the two best teams in the state. I think they've proven that. Peck is your defending state champion. Lawrence is an upstart that came into Deckerville and dismantled the Eagles during the regular season. I just don't think there's a better two-player combination in the state than Derek Gribbler and Matt Karemeyer. That's the quarterback and receiver combination for Lawrence. The Abrego boys are very, very good. This is going to be a close game, but I'm going to go with Lawrence. I just think just a tad bit more explosive than the Peck Pirates.
I think you're right. But the fact that this game is played in Peck is going to be a big-time advantage for them. And so I'll take the opposite. I think Peck squeaks one out at home.
And, of course, moving to Division 7, Lakers and Saginaw MLS. We, of course, have our predictions in for that. Saginaw MLS playing in the Tri-Valley West. They are 10-1 in the season. Their only loss to Ithaca on the season. But in the other side of this bracket in Region 1, a game that I honestly wish I could watch. Traverse City St. Francis taking on Ishpeming in the Superior Dome in Marquette, Michigan.
Very good game, and they had to move this game to the Superior Dome because of field conditions at Ishpeming. They have gotten blasted with snow up there, and definitely a wise decision. Hard for me to go against the two-time defending state champion Ishpeming after what we saw them do. And I know they lost some players from last year, but hard for me to think that Ishpeming is not going to make it to the semifinals, and I really believe it's going to make it back to Ford Field.
Similar with my Peck pick, I'm going to take Ishpeming as well. I'm going to pick the championship team until they're proven that they can be beaten. Ishpeming in the same boat. They're playing the Superior Dome. Might as well be a home game for them. You know, they're very comfortable in the Superior Dome. It doesn't matter. It's not at their actual field. That's a home field for them. Ishpeming wins. I I don't even think it's that close, guys.
And in Division 8 in the regional final, we're not even going to actually ask for your thoughts.